From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. One of the nation's best-known companies plans to change its name. Philip Morris, the largest tobacco company in the U.S., said today it will ask shareholders to rename the corporation the Altria Group. Philip Morris hopes the change will help people think of it as a diversified consumer products manufacturer, not just a cigarette maker. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For more than 100 years, Philip Morris has carried the name of its founder, an 18th-century tobacconist who sold cigarettes on the streets of London. Mr. Morris died in 1873, but his company continued to grow in the decades that followed, eventually turning him into a household name. By the 1940s, almost every American was familiar with Philip Morris's radio ads, featuring a diminutive bellboy who screamed the company's name.
Come in, Ann! Oh, Philip Morris!
But in recent years, as the tobacco industry came under growing criticism, Philip Morris decided its reputation as a cigarette maker was doing it more harm than good. For decades, the company has manufactured more than just tobacco products. It also owns Kraft Foods, Nabisco, and Miller Brewing. Now, Vice President Stephen Parrish says the corporation needs an identity that reflects its diverse product line. In a conference call with analysts this morning, he said stockholders will be asked to rename the company Altria.
We are very proud of our tobacco business. It's obviously an incredibly important part of this corporation. But what I think a lot of people miss is what a true global powerhouse we have beyond just our tobacco businesses. And I think that is one of the things that we will get as we go forward with this.
Parrish says the name Altria is based on a Latin word that means high. The traditional Philip Morris logo, a crest with two lions and a crown, will be replaced by an abstract, multicolored box. The announcement was greeted cynically by critics of the tobacco industry. Anti-smoking activist Matthew Myers labels it a desperate public relations gesture.
It's a sign that Philip Morris was unable to improve its low standing among the American public. Then rather than change its business practices, it simply chose to change its name, in the hopes that the American public wouldn't recognize it for what it is, the tobacco company whose products are used by more kids than all other companies' products combined.
If the change is approved by stockholders, Philip Morris will join a growing list of corporations that have cast aside traditional trademarks in favor of made-up, modern-sounding names. In the past few years, Anderson Consulting became Accenture, Hewlett-Packard spun off a company called Agilent, and Bell Atlantic and GTE merged into the conglomerate Verizon. Marketing expert John Davis at the California firm Brand New View says modern names can help companies shed stodgy images, but he also worries they've become too common.
They are beginning to sound like so much mush because there is no distinction. Everybody is trying to outdo the other firm with this type of naming convention. And the end result is, so what? The market looks at it and says, I really don't know why you're trying to do this.
Philip Morris won't divulge how much it plans to spend to change its name, but expects it to be less than the $175 million it cost Anderson Consulting. Even after the Altria corporate name is in place, the company's tobacco division will still be known as Philip Morris. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.